one of the best things that you can do in 3 minutes.
Dave. I knew that was coming. I felt it.
Yeah, don't kid yourself, Dave. That leaves you a full two and a half minutes to do something else.
It actually does. Love me a quick quack car wash, too. My gosh, how cool is that? You need that kind of a deal with some of our little rain showers that we're getting in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just enough to need a car wash the next day. It is going to be partly cloudy, some patchy smoke today. Not too many chances of rain here for today and even through the weekend, at least along the Wasatch Front here. Now, down south is a little bit different story. They're actually going to have a little bit cooler temperatures than us in St. George over the weekend than up north here. So 98 today, 71 for an overnight low, which is about where we're at this morning, I think. And then 101 is what we're going to hit tomorrow right here in Salt Lake City. And it's going to stay actually the same way on Sunday as well.
All right, now it's 72 beautiful degrees and clear downtown.
Thomas Rhett, and man, it feels good to be country again. Got my boots on today.
I know, you got your boots on today. What, yeah. Just because it's Pioneer Day?
Heck yeah.
Oh, it's
Pioneer
yeah.
Weekend.
Well, look at me in my flip-flops.
Days of 47 parade going on today.
Yeah, going on at 9 o'clock, about 3 hours from now.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. But the Pioneer said, heck yeah.
I mean, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's going to be a gosh darn good weekend.
Yeah. It's Pie and Beer Day to those who don't celebrate Pioneer Day.
That's right. It's Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. How about those two combinations?
Yeah, it's Reese's Day.
Pretty much. One of the food's best combos is Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. It's also Sprinkle Day. Now, you know, I think they're talking about those little sprinkles that you put on. Good day to just, you know, for some ice cream maybe and sprinkles on top.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And speaking of which, ice cream, if I'm not mistaken, it's vanilla. Somebody help me.
It's vanilla ice cream day.
It's vanilla ice cream day, isn't it, today?
I had Oreo dough. Oreo dough yesterday at Handel's.
You did?
And it's Oreo ice cream with chunks of cookie dough in it.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was delicious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was so good.
No wonder you're looking a little thick through the neck.
I know,
this
right? It had the Oreos in it were like almost whole Oreos. They were gigantic.
Really? So maybe they just blended it just a smidge.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, that's good. Yeah, so National Vanilla Ice Cream Day today, more specifically. Not just Ice Cream Day, but Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Sprinkle Day. And the one that goes along perfect with our show, yada, 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 yada.
It's Gorgeous Grandma Day. So if you're a grandma, all grandmas are gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah.
No matter a short, chunky, sturdy, skinny, tall, grandmas are gorgeous.
Oh, they're just inside and out, you know?
Yeah.
And speaking of yada, yada, yada day, maybe you should watch some Seinfeld reruns. You can actually now get an official Lego set of Jerry's apartment on the show, which includes figurines for Jerry, Elaine, George, Kramer, and Newman. It's actually going to be available next month, August 1st, and it's going to run you $79.99.
I might have to invest in that.
Seinfeld.
I love Seinfeld.
Seinfeld Legos. And I guess and that has the yada, 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 yada tied into it today.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, 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 yada. It is what we are best known for here at the radio station. If you don't hear any music in the morning, you're just going to hear a yada, 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 yada. And we have, in between, mixed with all of that yada, yada, we have a chance for you to win some Country Fan Fest tickets.
Yeah, we do at 7:40, 11:40, and 3:40 all day today. We're going to give away two wristbands. When you hear the cue to call at those times, just be caller Z. And you're heading to Country Fan Fest, which is rapidly approaching.
Yes.
It starts next Wednesday out at the Deseret Peak Complex.
I have been in close contact with the Country Fan Fest people here, especially over the last few days. And, man, they're getting all geared up and ready to go. They're excited. We're excited. It's going to be just a fun, fun time out there at the Deseret Peak Complex in the Tooele County area. Still chances for you to jump on and grab some tickets as well at countryfanfest.com. Brad. I opened the microphone just at the wrong time. She almost had her clear the throat out, and I caught it. Sorry about that.
No.
Brandon Lane, yada.
I'm not sorry, but everybody else is.
Yeah. Yada, yada, yada. Yada, 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 yada. Good Friday morning. It feels good to say, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What day is it?
Friday.
Is it Friday?
It is Friday.
What does that mean?
Well, the week is up.
The last day!
I'm afraid we're going to have to work.
We have to work this weekend.
Work? What kind of work?
Very important business.
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking and a lot of thinking.
Yeah, there's a lot of drinking involved.
That doesn't sound like a work thing.
Sounds like a party.
Call it what you want.
Potato, potato.
It's hard work.
Somebody has to do it.
Okay, my friends, it's showtime.
All right. So the Olympics, starting today, Summer Olympics, they're saying, hey, look, we don't see any reason at all at this point that the Olympics will ever shut down here this year. I think they've taken all of the precautions that they're trying to sort of, I don't know, console people a little bit. What's the right word I'm looking for? Sort of just confirm that they are, they're moving forward with this thing. The opening ceremonies tonight, 5:30 our time. They go on actually through August 8th. We have two full weeks to pretend to care about the sports we haven't pretended to care about since 2016.
Oh, jeez.
There are some sports that you think, I didn't know that that was an Olympic sport. Don't you have that every time the Olympics come around?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday we talked about badminton.
Yeah.
Maybe I knew that. I don't know. Yeah. But I love badminton.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And ping pong?
Ping pong.
But then when I think about it, I'm thinking, oh, yep, I remember that being. And that is so cool how they stand back. This is probably how you play ping pong in your basement.
Yes.
They stand back about like 8 to 10 feet from the end of the table.
Absolutely.
And
I
they're
do.
Just swinging like a mother.
Absolutely. That's how it goes down in my basement.
The hand and eye coordination.
Oh, it's something else.
It gives
me a little tingle.
Well, that's the other thing that you have, hand and eye coordination. There are five new events added to the Tokyo Olympics, including karate, skateboarding. I saw Tony Hawk over there.
He's over there, cool.
And he was skating on the 20. Well, it says 2020 on it. I mean, everything they've built says 2020 on it. So
yeah, they're not going to redo that.
No, they're not going to put a one up. So 2020 on it, and so he was over there skating around, kind of doing his thing, and he's getting up there. He's about my age, mid-40s. Anyway, surfing is one.
Okay.
And sport climbing. They are also adding the possibility of adding the quarantining as an Olympic sport. The ceremony takes place today. It's a great opportunity, actually, for all of us to see the world's best athletes, watch the parade of nations, and also ask, where the heck is Eswatini and Lesotho? And I probably said those wrong, but they're actually places where you see one or two people walking through, and they're from a country, and you're like, huh, didn't even know those existed, you know? And there and you have these other countries that walk through with hundreds of athletes or whatever, or 20 or 30 or 50 athletes, and then these little teeny countries that have like just a couple of people representing the whole country, which is good for them. Hey, this is something else that you don't want to miss, celebrating Monica Lewinsky's birthday today.
I know what you're going to say. Cigars
for everyone. Cigars
for everyone.
All right. How do we keep the house cool if you don't have AC? Now, if you don't have AC, my gosh, I am so sorry.
I think I told you my mother-in-law never had, I don't think she even had she might have had a small swamp cooler.
And I mean, some people will try to do the window coolers things. They just do whatever you can. We had a swamp cooler growing up, and it was us just on the one floor. It seemed like the basement never really got hot for some reason. If you have an underground basement.
Delicious, yeah, in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever use, I don't think the air conditioning's ever even kicked on in our basement, in the home that I'm in now. But it's, and thank goodness for that, you know, that we can have a place that stays cool. And some of those old homes, you know, with the 16-inch walls with those big old
Growing up, we had the TV, the color TV in the basement with this gigantic couch. We would just live down there in the summer, and we had a fridge down there and a freezer and popsicles. We would just live down with our friends in the summer and watch TV and hang out and play games. But
those homes, I remember seeing more of these actually in the Manti area in San Pete County than... But, you know, those old homes that were built back in the day, and they just had those really thick,
cement
walls. 12 to 16 rock walls, you know, that are just solid, that you're like, wow. And those homes kind of stay pretty cool as well.
Well here's today is actually hot enough for you day.
Yeah.
So is it hot enough for you? And here are five ways to deal with the heat when you don't have AC. Keep your windows closed and covered. If the air outside is hotter than the air inside, keeping the window shut will help the inside of your home stay a little cooler. And then at night, when it's cooler outside, open your windows. Install window film. Blocking solar UV rays from entering your house can keep temperatures down. Some window films can prevent 75% of the sun's heat from entering your home, and it's cheap. It's about $30 on Amazon. Shut and insulate your doors. If you're spending most of your time in one room, now... I think heating and air conditioning guys may beg to differ on this, because I remember Mike Wilson telling us, don't close the doors on the rooms in your house.
Yeah.
But this particular article says close the doors to the rooms you aren't using, like bedrooms or bathrooms. That keeps the cooler air concentrated in a single area. And if you have doors with gaps at the bottom, add some insulation. Use fans the right way. Create a cross breeze with fans. Best way to circulate cooler air, push hot air out, find the coolest part of your house, angle the fan towards the hottest part of your house, or set up makeshift air conditioning by putting a big bowl of ice in front of a fan.
Huh.
And the
I've never done that. Have you ever done that? Have you ever tried to put a big bowl of ice? Makes sense.
I think I have done that a couple of times.
Yeah.
Manage the humidity. Humidity can make the summer heat feel even worse. A dehumidifier won't lower the temperature, but it will help you feel less sticky and uncomfortable.
We don't need to worry about that.
I mean,
that
I remember
here.
Being in Florida in April, and it was only like 81, 85, but oh my
Muggy.
Gosh, that humidity.
Yeah.
It kills you. That's why it's a dry heat is really a true statement.
Yep, it really is. it is something that we take for granted here in Utah. However, I think a lot of people like the humidity and deal with the humidity because it makes your skin feel so much better. You know, because when I sleep at night, and I don't know about y'all, but man, sometimes I'll just find myself just my throat's dry. And now I went and bought a humidifier, so we don't have to worry about dehumidifying around here. For the most part, bought a little humidifier, but it's just for one room. But it seems to help, you know, where you don't have to wake up and you don't feel like you actually consumed a half a pound of dust, and that you hadn't had water for 9 years, you know. So stay cool. Hopefully those little five ways of staying, keeping your house cool. It's hot in her. Keep your windows closed and covered. Install window film. Shut and insulate your doors. Use fans the right way. And manage your humidity, which, again, I don't think we have to worry too much about here in Utah. Good gracious, ass, both faces, flirtatious, trying to show face. I'm waiting for the right time to shoot my steel. And I'm really glad I picked this. Because it's supposed to be edited. But I'm just hoping that it's not the explicit version that I pulled up by mistake.
Careful. Easy.
Hey, did Lee say just a second ago that a lot of people have today off? Is this when I start to whine and say, how come we didn't take today?
Yeah, today's the official Utah observed holiday for the
Pioneer Day. Yeah, because the parade's this morning.
Yeah, I know. Well, why the hell are we working then? Didn't we work on July 5th, too?
We did work on July 5th. Thanks for bringing that up again. How about you take Monday off, Dave? Thank you, Lindsay. 72 and partly cloudy downtown.
For those of us who are working, we'll be back with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Oh, great. Give me a long morning.
We'll be back with the pledge right after this. It's time now for the Pledge of Allegiance. We do it this time every morning, Monday through Friday, and a great way to start off the day. Of course, our hearts go out to a loss of Adam Ashworth, the 39-year-old police officer from the St. George Police Department, losing his battle to COVID.
Wow, that was...
Unvaccinated. So, we back the blue 100%. And it's, of course, a loss in anybody's life is horrible. So I'm not trying to make it sound like, oh my gosh, we back the blue because of a loss. It's hard to deal with a loss for any reason, at any time, for anybody. But... again, that's a little bit of a blow to the St. George Police Department, and we do appreciate everybody who works in law enforcement and, of course, our military. Morning, the Z. What's your name? Hello? Well, they hung up.
Well, dang.
Did I yada, yada, yada too much?
Apparently.
I guess I did.
Apparently so.
We're looking for people to call for the Pledge of Allegiance. Our number to call to the studio is 801-570-5767. Again, keep in mind that you can pre-record that on your phone, send it in to us just by email, because it's so easy now to record stuff anywhere. You just do the thing and email it to us at daveanddeb@ksopcountry.com. And then you can go to our Z104 app, really easy. There's a little tab there on the bottom, I think it is. Is it on the bottom, isn't it? You just click open mic. Yeah, and then you can go in there and record stuff that you want to hear. Or that you would like us to hear, whether it is throughout the day or doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Morning, what's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How the heck are you?
Good. It's Friday. How the heck
Yay,
are you?
Yay, we're so good.
Good feeling, isn't it?
Good, yeah.
Yeah. It is. I love that. What? Any big plans for you?
I don't know. I don't think. I'm working, just like you, Dave and Deb. I'm working
See,
today.
Dave. Working today?
See, Dave, people are out there hustling and
so
working.
So there's three people working.
Oh, my gosh.
Three people keeping this state afloat.
That's right.
Three
keeping this state afloat. I love that.
Speaking of plans and stuff, you still got the Days of 47 Rodeo going on. That was quite the deal yesterday, wasn't it? They had to evacuate
the stands
because of the lightning reasons a couple of different times. But they finally, it was kind of a crazy thing, but they finally carried it out. All right. Anyway, Jessica, sorry about that. Yada, yada, yada. It's all yours, and it's time for you to do the pledge.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh. Am I the only one here tonight? Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one willing to bleed or take a bullet for being free? Screaming, what the hell am I teeth? Telling me, yeah, are you telling me that I'm the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue burning on the ground? Another statue coming down in a town near you, watching the threads of old glory come undone. Am I the only one not brainwashed, making my way through the land of the lost? sees it as it is, and worries about his kids as they try to undo all the things he did. Am I the only one who can't take no more screaming? If you don't like it, there's a freaking door. This ain't the freedom we've been fighting for. It was something more. Yeah, it was something more. Am I the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue? Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. Not the only one. Singing along every time they play a Springsteen song. Am I the only one sitting here still holding on, holding back my tears for the ones who paid with the lives they gave? God bless the USA. I'm not the only one willing to fight for my love of the red and white and the blue. Burning on the ground, another statue coming down in a town near you. Watching the threads of old glory come undone. I'm not the only one. I can't be the only one.
All right, I'm going to have to go just one little step beyond a Utah word and say hell yes to that song.
That's a good one, right?
Normally it would be like a heck yes, but I'm sorry. It's just that deserves the full-blown H-E double toothpick.
It's in the top 10 in iTunes across all genres. It's in the top 5 in iTunes in the country genre.
Do the top 5 like you did for me. Do the top 5.
So across all genres, we have in the top 10, we have Jason Aldean with Carrie Underwood, which we're going to play at 8:20 for Dump It or Dig It. We have Fancy Like at number 2.
Which we're playing.
Walker Hayes, which we're going to play today. A Little Bit, which we could play.
Yeah.
Nelly and Heck Florida yeah. Georgia Line. And that song, Am I the Only One, Aaron Lewis. And then country-wise, the top...
That was over all genres.
That was
music.
Across all genres, yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood, Fancy Like, and that song was number 3.
Jeez.
And number 5, because there's an explicit version. The explicit version is number 3, and the clean version, which we just played, is number 5.
Well, people want those swear words.
People want to really F it up when they're able.
Man, and I'm telling you, you're not going to find that. I know it's going to sound like we're patting ourselves on the back just a little bit. But you're not going to find that with any other radio station. A corporate-controlled radio station, they're just kind of like puppets, and they just kind of do what corporate tells them to do.
That's why we got to do Garth Brooks last week at the dive bar.
Yep.
And that's why we can play whatever the hell we want, whenever we want.
And you know, I'm just, it's one of those, I guess we just want to maybe educate you just a little bit and just know that locally owned and operated for over 60 years here, and that's why... that's actually why Deb and I are even on the air, because normally...
Right, because corporate wouldn't have us.
That's right.
We could not... We would spin the heads of every suit in the building.
Yes, we would.
If we were at a corporation.
Every time I open up the microphone. In fact, I wouldn't even have a job. There's no way I would even have a job at this point.
You guys are done.
So... so we're grateful. We're grateful for our gig. We're grateful for the ownership of this radio station. We're grateful for the management of this radio station. just kind of letting us do our thing. And also, that's what sets us apart. And that's why you hear music like that and why artists appreciate these type of radio stations so much, is because you're able to hear that kind of music way before anybody else even starts to touch it.
Now, Tori Gates asked a question. Does anybody know why the parade is today and not actually tomorrow on the 24th?
Isn't because a lot of people have today off.
Isn't it just so people can have a day off?
I think so. I think it's just like if July 4th fell on a weekend, you'd either pick Monday or Friday. And I think it's the same thing with a state holiday.
Yeah, but if July 4th was a Saturday, wouldn't we have all the parades on Saturday?
Yeah.
You would think.
No, I'll tell you why. It's the Olympics.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it is. It's totally the Olympics. Channel 5 carries the Olympics, which is NBC.
Oh, and there, tomorrow morning,
it's the parade they would carry it televised on TV. Mm. So they moved it today. It's totally the Olympics.
Okay.
Because I would have thought that, too, because I'm almost like, why are we having a parade today and not on Saturday?
I know, not on the 24th. And I thought it was so people could have a day off, and we're observing it today. Because it's on my Apple calendar as Utah observed Pioneer holiday. But
that's it right there. It makes it sound like I'm brilliant, which let's just kind of roll with that. If we can.
I mean,
for a minute.
Don't know, because it's on my Apple calendar. Does KSL have the power to put that on an Apple calendar?
No.
Is it because Utah decided to celebrate it today it got included?
Yeah.
Why are you Googling it?
Now you don't believe me? For hell's sakes, you're Googling it. Looking. I can hear you Googling it in the background.
Well, I'm just looking.
No, you're Googling, and I'm telling you, I hear it right from the freaking Channel 5 themselves. They said it's the Olympics that they've got to cover.
If they said it, then that's fine.
If they said it and Dave didn't, then that's fine.
So they really did say it.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They
didn't make that clear. I thought you were just like, that just bounced out of your head.
Well, it made sense, didn't it?
It totally makes sense. But I just wondered why it was an official Apple holiday calendar holiday.
Channel 5 carries the Days of 47 parade on TV.
In any case, we're working today. Yeah. And lots of other people are piping up that they're working today, Dave, as well.
Mm-hmm.
So...
A little sore over that one. I'm a little sore over that, and I'm a little sore over the fact that you guys didn't believe me until I said it came from Channel 5, and then you go, oh, well.
No, it totally makes sense. And
it makes sense, Dave. I'm just saying that. I didn't know if you were just...
It's like I still better Google it.
It made sense, and you're making it up, or what?
Dave just said something that I better Google. No, I'm kidding. You know I'm messing with you guys. No, I did. I just heard that off of Channel 5, and they explained it. And that's when the light went on for me, too, and I went...
You know what? I'm looking at Pioneer Day, and it says that in 2021, Pioneer Day is observed on Friday, but it's actually on Saturday. But next year, Pioneer Day will be on Sunday, but will be observed on Monday.
Oh, so that's another one that Deb will make us work.
Absolutely.
The following day.
I'll see you here in this very chair.
Yep.
Yep, absolutely.
Actually,
did
we
I tell
will.
You we're working Christmas Day this year?
Brother.
And yes, we will have traffic.
Brother.
All right. Anyway.
We'll have traffic, but not with more.
Right. And Deb can come and sit in her chair on Christmas Day all the time she wants.
You know that's not happening.
Partly cloudy, a little smoky here for the next couple of days because we still have those fires in the west that are just spreading across the whole country and the smoke is carrying into these areas. So because we don't have too many storms coming through up here in this area, the smoke will settle in a little bit. High today of 98 and the high tomorrow of 101.
Right now it's 73 and partly cloudy downtown.
Old Dominion on Z104. Good Friday morning to you. Oh, so nice to have you along, because if you weren't, would have no job.
Right.
Hey, let's do a quote off. Can we do a quote off today?
Yeah, how do we do that?
I'm going to read you two different quotes of the day, and then you tell me which one you like better.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
One comes from Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
You know who that is, right?
Yeah.
No matter how you travel, it's still you going.
Okay.
Okay? No matter how you travel.
I think I'm going to like the other one better.
I kind of think the same thing. No matter how you travel, it's still you going. Is that sort of like a little bit of a burn? Kind of like, no matter how you travel, it's still you going. Like, in other words, you're going away from me in my space right now. Is that how? I don't know what that
means.
I
just read it as no matter how you're traveling, you're at least you're going somewhere.
You're still going somewhere.
Yeah,
you're still
doing
traveling.
Something.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, but that still makes it kind of lame.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lame one. So that's why I'm glad we have a quote off. The other one is obviously the winner, and you don't have to hear it. So we'll just move on to traffic.
All right.
No, it comes from Jeff.
Everybody's like, wait.
All five of our listeners are like, wait, we want to hear it.
Right. It comes from Jamie Lee Curtis. The more I like me, the less I want to pretend to be other people.
Oh.
Good one, right?
By far. 1,000%. That's the winner.
The more I like me, the less I want to pretend to be other people.
Yeah, I love that one.
How many of us just are always just so envious about the other person? Oh, I wish I had that. Oh, I wish I had.
Well, we just compare ourselves to other people, and we just like,
We need
you don't know what those people are dealing with or what their life's like. And
We need to like me. We need, you know, I mean, not like me. I don't mean it like you have to like me. Like me, like Dave. Never mind.
Yourself.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
Dave, let's just do traffic. Let's just.
Okay. Lee.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
Well, it's pretty much crickets out there.
Funky.
Here's to those who wish us well. And those who don't can go to hell.
Hey, that's our new show motto.
It is, right? It kind of is. I love that. Could you get our liner guy to do that for you?
Yes, I could.
Us? Dave and Deb in the morning. Here's to those who wish us well.
And the rest of them can go to hell. We actually can just use that one.
We will. We'll do that. It looks like... speaking of wishing well to people, we do our morning shout outs at 8 o'clock coming up this morning. So in about 50 minutes from now, we'll do that. In about 30 minutes from now, we're going to be giving away a couple of wristbands for all 4 days of Country Fan Fest. And you have more chances at that today at 7:40, 11:40, and 3:40. Now, with the Olympics going on and starting the opening ceremonies tonight, they did a little survey. They said that there is a small percentage of people that think the Summer Olympics should add Quidditch. So here's some new sports this year. We talked about this. Karate, sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding. And baseball and softball are making a return as well.
So like Dave said, a new poll asked people which other sports should be added to Summer Olympics. 2% said Quidditch from Harry Potter. It was invented as a fictional sport, but there is a real-life version where you use brooms and run instead of flying.
Well, don't they even have... I've heard they even have Quidditch tournaments all over the place.
Yeah, I think so.
You know?
Yeah.
So I can kind of see their point a little bit. It was invented as a... the number one sport people think should be added to is lacrosse.
Yeah, lacrosse.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I didn't even think about that, but that should be on there. 12% of the vote. Now, bowling came in as a close second at 11%. And again, these are all fairly valid, I guess.
American
Except
football.
Except our bowlers, athletes.
Oh, Dave, you just offended everyone that's in a bowling league.
I know.
Because they put on their shirt and they bring their ball.
I know.
And they're like, Judy, I got bowling tonight.
But are they really an athlete?
And she's like, man, he's such a stud.
Did you see the way John holds his ball? It's... Did you see his ball spin? It was amazing.
He got a new bag for his ball.
I don't know.
American football, 9%. Dodgeball, roller skating, and water skiing. I can see water skiing. I mean, I don't mean to offend our dodgeballers and our roller skaters.
But at least...
But water skiing, I could see. They were all tied with 8%.
I mean, dodgeball, I can see too, but still,
at least
I can, because at least it takes some athletic ability to throw and to dodge, you know, the oncoming ball.
I guess. But
bowling? I mean, I love bowling. I'm sorry, bowlers. I love you. But the most that you really do, really, is just stretch the one leg out.
But what about the arm extension with the ball?
Okay. All right.
Yes.
I give you that.
You've got the wrist brace.
because heaven knows the wrist takes all that pressure.
Absolutely,
and you need the wrist
it does.
Brace.
Yes.
Is there any other sports that you can think of? Now, I've always thought that curling.
Yeah, that's Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. But yeah. I'm just saying.
I know. We all laugh about curling.
Right. Right.
With the little broom thing.
And, but they do squat down.
Yeah.
To start the little stone down the pathway.
You know, and it's really like, what about electric biking? I mean, you know, people make fun of me because I'm not the biggest athlete either. I mean, I'm sure they probably expend more energy bowling than I do on my bike.
See, that's another one. Now, they have the Tour de France. They have bike races and stuff like that. But there's another one. What about mountain biking?
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That would be a good one, right?
Yeah, that would be a good one.
For Summer Olympics. And beyond that, e-biking. I think they should have an e-biking category.
Absolutely, they should.
I could be sponsored by Baku, and you could be sponsored by Juiced.
Yep.
Sorry. I was just... Sorry, I just was picturing me on my Baku bike and you on your scooter.
Dave, it's not a scooter.
It's a scooter. It's a tote goat.
It's a bike.
It's a tote goat with a long seat.
It's badass. It's really.
Well, I don't know if I'd go far as saying it's badass.
It's got the fat tires, and it's awesome.
Now, others got votes that included sumo wrestling, tug of war, and bridge.
Bridge is a card game. My aunt plays bridge.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, sure, bridge. Can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to cut away from the diving. We're going to check out what's going on in the bridge tournament building. Yeah.
Lacrosse and tug of war actually used to be events in the Summer Olympics 100 years ago, as was cricket, crochet.
Croquet.
Croquet, I mean. I meant croquet.
We're going to cut away to the croquet and the bridge.
And crochet. You could do both of those at the same time. You could crochet and play
while you're
bridge.
Waiting to make your shot. Just knit a few lines.
While you're playing bridge.
Absolutely.
I meant croquet and water motorsports. So anyway. There you go. Just a little look at our some of the things that we would like to see still forthcoming in the Summer Olympics.
Now, Tim says, what about Olympic rodeo? I'd love to see some foreigners ride some broncs.
That's a good one, too.
That's a really good one.
That is a really good one.
And Dave, bowling is pretty hard. You've got to lug around some heavy balls.
Sure you do. And you got to haul around your bowling ball.
Yeah, and then you've got to bring your own
ball,
too.
Then you got to bring your bowling ball.
Cornhole. What about cornhole?
Yeah. Not super athletic. Maybe I'm just. Why am I on the athletic thing? It just seems to me like it's not any kind of a test of
athleticism. Timothy Scholl says, I'm in a bowling league. What the heck, Dave?
I know. And good on you, man. But you bowlers, you know exactly what I'm talking about, though. I mean, you know. You're not out there breaking a sweat.
Maybe.
Maybe you with the pressure.
You could actually bring in the crochet team.
Yeah, you can crochet.
That would open it up to older.
You could
sports women.
Yeah, bridge and crochet.
How fast can you crochet a hat?
Right,
and exactly. The winner, yeah, without any mistakes.
You can crochet while you're waiting to bowl.
Yeah, and play bridge. Oh my gosh! Okay, Luke Combs, his latest, "Cold as You." That'll get you rolling on a Friday. And also, Luke, not being used to all of this fame.
So there's a lot of things that come with it. Somebody does my laundry now, which is weird, you know. It makes things a lot easier, but I definitely would have never expected having somebody doing my laundry, to say the least.
Man, I don't know if I'd want somebody to do my laundry.
Would that be embarrassing at times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got
like,
that skid
man.
Mark.
Luke's laundry.
You got the skid mark. Yeah.
Right? But
you know what? I know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just, you'd think, okay. But, you know, maybe if he does have maybe some embarrassing laundry, he probably just throws it away and buys new stuff.
Probably. Oh, I'm not
with all of that
fame. I'm not
fame.
Putting these in the hamper.
No.
No.
I remember how sweaty I was up on stage that night of this particular event. What are the most stressful things that we do while we're driving around? Or, you know, they actually did a survey. And here's some of the ones that came out with this thing. They have a list of 10 of them here. More than 1 in 3 people think that they're worse driver now than they were pre-pandemic. We started to see that because we thought, did people forget how to drive?
I don't know what I'm doing. It's like when you go out of town for a week and you're on the beach or whatever, and then you come back and you're like, oh,
yeah,
I haven't driven my car for a while.
Yeah, and you think, am I going to be able to pick this up again?
It's just like riding a bike.
Yeah. So 1 in 7 say that it took weeks to feel comfortable. Weeks. To feel comfortable behind the wheel again. So in general, here's some of the 10 things that people say make them the most nervous when they get behind the wheel.
Driving in snow.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're, I mean, even if you do live in Utah or Colorado or wherever, yeah. It's warranted that you'd be nervous driving in snow.
I mean, there's some people that may try to be the tough guy and go, that doesn't affect me.
I have a friend that won't drive in snow.
Yeah.
She will not. She'll be like, won't go to work, won't take the kids to school, won't drive in snow.
But there's those of us who, you know, as much as I want to pretend like I've got Mr. Four-Wheel Drive, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it's a Titan, Dave.
Hey.
No wonder you're nervous.
No, but even when I drive like the all-wheel drive Atlas and my Escape and stuff like that, I'm like, you know, you still have to, it's still one of those things that's a little nerve. We have about one snowstorm, it seems like a winter. That happens that
it's
in
a
the
white
early
knuckler.
Is the early morning thing. It's kind of a white knuckler, man. And you're like, you go about 20 miles an hour on the freeway that you can't see any lines.
I'm exhausted. I can't be on the air. I'm too tired from driving in.
Yeah.
Anyway. Driving in a new area you don't know well, especially if it's a big city. Like imagine going to L.A. and renting a car and trying to drive in L.A.
Yeah, I went through, I don't think it's Compton. It's one over there in Orange County. No, I'm serious. It was the weirdest.
I know.
I'm trying to remember the area.
You're like, well, this is a bad area.
And I was we were on a vacation with the family, all the kids. We were driving around in a little rental car, and we got lost. We didn't. This is before GPS and all that crap, you know. So we were driving into this area, and I'm looking, and all the houses had bars on them, steel bars on the windows, and the businesses, and. Then you start to get that feeling, you know. They
made Linda run into the 7-Eleven.
I'm like, I wonder.
And get directions.
So when we told somebody that, they were super surprised. They says, you drove into that area? From somebody from down there. And I went, yeah. And they went, I mean, we looked as foreign. We looked as touristy as they come. I think if I would have had my fanny pack around my neck, people would have seen, you know. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like we looked about as tourist as you can come. Roads with a lot of lanes, and you need to be in that specific lane.
Okay, when you get on the freeway downtown, like at 5th South, and you're going south, you have about 2 seconds to get over if you want to get off on 13th.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I've missed that. I'm probably 50-50 on that one, because I always forget how quick it is. Driving at night, a lot of us find that super stressful.
Yeah. Well, some of us, I think some people actually have some vision stuff that impairs them.
Yeah, the stars around lights and things like that.
And I know that there's certain types of eye surgery or lens replacements that you want to make sure that you're aware of, that if you go and get them, you'll be able to see fine in the daytime, but not so much at night. So we're learning that as we go. Did you say rain?
Rain.
Yeah, rain. When you get passed by a big truck, or you have to drive in between two of them.
Yeah, that's freaky. It's like, oh, don't come over. I got nowhere to go.
I usually try to just, I try to punch it through those situations because I'm like, I don't want to sit there and be sandwiched.
Passing somebody on a bike can be stressful.
And then just heavy traffic in general.
Highways in general stress people out.
And here's yours.
Yeah, I can't do, I won't do, I can't
parallel
do this.
Parallel parking.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
Now, Deb, don't say never, say never. Don't say can't.
I can't.
But have you, you've tried. You've tried numerous times.
Not anymore.
Like now, if, what happens when nobody's with you?
Then I park way the hell because I can't, I can't do it. Or so, I don't park. Or I don't you go just there. Don't, you,
really?
Yeah, I look for somewhere that's got slot parking or whatever, you know, parallel parking. Slot parking, parallel parking. Oh, not parallel parking. Yeah, you, regular you mean parking.
Slot parking, probably.
Yeah, just regular spaces. I can't parallel park. I could have 40 feet and I couldn't get the Jeep in there.
There is a little bit of, I do have to say, you do have a little bit of a perception, what is it, depth, perception of depth, a little bit. Because if you ever, she'll drive in, if she'll park in a parking spot, and she leaves 6 feet to the curb.
Well, I'm being extra careful. Extra careful.
Well, there you go. A little bit of driving help for you this morning.
My mother-in-law would not turn left. She would not make a left turn. Why? So left turn stressed her out. She would go way out of her way to go right and right and right and right till she would get where she needed to be, because she could not, she wouldn't make a left turn.
And you think that left turn would probably be the easier one because it's the closest side that you can see to the, you know,
I know, but you got people road. Coming at you.
Yeah.
But she would, she would drive extra out of her, like, wow, way out of her way to turn right everywhere to finally get to where she, you know, Harmon's or
yeah
whatever.
But the, you can't do, look, you can't do, you'd never make it home. You there eventually she would have to make a right turn sometime.
I don't know. You she claims this. That she had her right hand routes and she would not turn left.
Her right hand route.
Wow. Yeah, that's what she called them.
Wow, that's weird.
I had a nephew that wouldn't go on the freeway.
Yeah.
Ever.
Still?
No, he's accustomed to it now. I think he's mastered that, but he still doesn't enjoy being on the freeway.
Well, who does, right? That's all. M.W. Morgan Mullet Wallen on Z104 and the Way I Talk. My gosh, this radio station sounds good this morning.
Doesn't it?
It's not because of us. I'm just talking about the music.
He just but, did an interview on Good Morning America.
With Michael Strahan.
Yeah, talking about his time off recently since January.
Yep. There are going to be a lot of people who are going to watch this interview and say he's only sitting down because he wants to clean up his image. It's all a performance. So what do you say to that?
I understand that, you know. I understand that I'm not ever going to make everyone happy. But, man, I can only come tell my truth, and that's all I know to do.
Yeah, there you go. And Michael Strahan sounding a little bit like Mike Tyson in that particular...
Rachel Young just watched it, and she just texted in, he did so good.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, they try to make him sound not so good, but he was 1,000% sincere in his words. We love you, Morgie.
Yeah, and we love you too, Morgan. My gosh. Just absolutely impressed by everything. That, I mean, I know some of you might have a difference of opinion, but we all make mistakes.
Play that liner, new liner of ours again.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Right now, we're going to play the winner on the air. We got you live on the air. Who is this? Hello? Hello? You're going to miss your chance. Hello? Oh, my gosh. I know you. Can you hear me? Somebody's there. What's your name? Okay, I can't keep her on. Hello? Oh, my gosh. You've got a bad connection, but you're the right caller. You're caller Z. Who is this? We can't.
Yeah.
What? You're going to you're gonna kill your cell phone service. Who is this? Oh, my gosh. This is miserable. No. I'm sorry. I've got to move on, and I'm sorry, but you can go and tell your cell phone service company or somehow that you have a dead spot and you just lost out. Morning, the Z. Your caller, Z. Z plus.
This is Samantha.
All right, Samantha, winner. You are going to Country Fan Fest next week. How about that?
I'm so sorry for the person before me.
I know.
You know, there wasn't much we could do about it. We can't fix a bad connection.
I know.
So
I tried.
I'm really sorry about
that.
I
really tried being as patient as I could.
I'm just so lucky.
Dave, you were beyond your usual patience.
Yeah, I would.
I'm really proud of you.
Too late.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you. Samantha, have you been to Country Fan Fest before?
I never have.
Oh, who are you going to take with you?
Probably my daughter. I don't know.
How fun. Well, yeah.
You're going to have to decide who's going to be nicest to her here this week.
It's going to be my daughter and my best friend. I'm going to let them fight it out, and the winner can go to Country Fan Fest.
Winner takes all.
Look, if your daughter knows that you are trying to decide between her and your best friend...
Dave, can't you give her three wristbands?
Isn't that a no-brainer? Isn't that a no-brainer? You got to pick your daughter. I mean, family should come first. I can't believe you're having a hard time.
It really depends who you have most fun with. Right?
Well, probably my best friend, because then I can drink and just let loose.
You don't have to be a good example.
Have to be mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you can come back on Sunday and be the young women's president.
Clearly you don't know me very well, because that's not
going to happen. Samantha, you are our latest winner. We'll do it again at 11:40 and 3:40. We've had a Country Fan Fest winning week all week. It all starts next Wednesday out at the Deseret Peak Complex. It's just going to be amazing, and you're going to be there every single day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, and thanks for listening to us. Thanks so much. And that is a lot of help, too, especially when we got that parade going on there in downtown.
Yeah, I'm trying to maneuver if you do have to go to work.
So. Yeah. Starts at about 9 o'clock this morning, doesn't it?
Yes, 9 o'clock, the parade.
And where most people have the day off.
Dave, so they're probably already. Lots and lots of people are texting and saying they are working.
I think, I personally think there's a lot of people working.
I know. I'm just milking it. let's take a look. Oh, we're looking at some clouds today, a little bit here and there. Some patchy smoke settling in with a high today of 98 degrees. But it is going to make for perfect parade weather at 9 o'clock this morning for those of you who don't have to work.
I heard people that were sleeping out in the rain last night, they were hanging up clothes and sleeping bags on the road barricades, trying to get them dry.
Yeah.
They absolutely got pounded last night to keep in their spot for the parade.
But it'll make it memorable for them. They'll remember they camped out and got soaked.
Yep. Right now, 73 and sunny downtown.
Oh, fancy-like. Walker Hayes on the Z. Happy Friday. Hey, look, they've got the dumbest things that doctors have actually heard from patients. And listen to some of these. We've got just six of them here. But who do you trust more, your doctor or whatever Google spits out when you type my toe hurts or am I dying? Somebody on Reddit actually asked the doctors to name the dumbest things that they've heard from patients who decided to be their own doctor.
So a guy showed up to the ER with a minor cut. There was red powder all over his hand. It turned out he put paprika on it to stop the bleeding. Oh, my God.
And these aren't made up. These are actual things that people have said. Now, a lady called her doctor to ask if her hemorrhoid cream would still work on vacation because she read that you're only supposed to apply it locally.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody
you
had
can't fix stupid.
Somebody had a cut that was seriously infected. It turned out they rubbed dirt in it because they heard it would stimulate their immune response.
Oh my gosh.
And heal the cut quicker.
Wow. Here's another one. A doctor mentioned that his back was hurting, and the person he was talking to immediately diagnosed him with spine cancer. They were wrong.
And that's what you do when you go on WebMD.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my shoulder hurts. And then you get on there and you're immediately not got long to live.
Everything leads to cancer. Yes. It's like...
A woman read that drinking your own pee was a good idea, then only drank that and ended up in the hospital with kidney issues.
What the?
Well, I have just been drinking my own pee.
You know, I'm on the urine.
They're like, what?
I'm on the urine diet. A baby had really bad diaper rash because the mom had been pouring water into the diapers before putting them on. She said that she thought that she was supposed to because diaper ads always show people pouring liquids into them.
Oh, my gosh.
To see how much they hold.
Oh, seriously.
Can you imagine if you were a doctor? How would you not hold back? I mean, how would you try to be professional as a doctor and you're hearing some of these things and you're like, okay, take a deep breath and just let them know that you're not supposed to pour water into the diaper. You know? It's a crazy, crazy things. Beautiful morning out there. It actually kind of feels a little humid because we have been getting those afternoon pop-up showers. So I think they were saying we were sitting right around 30% humidity, which is a little better than just drier than dry. 98 will be our high today, and then just sunny and some patchy smoke again tomorrow with a high of 101.
Right now, 75 and sunny downtown.
So I was, I have no idea where I heard. I was cruising. Where was I? And I heard the song, Everybody Was Kung Fu Fighting. And I got thinking about that. I thought, isn't it really highly unlikely that everyone...
I've seen a t-shirt that said, surely not fighting? Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Okay, so it wasn't just me then. I didn't just have that thought, and I thought, was everyone really kung fu fighting? Right. Not really. Another one bites the dust.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
Now, I know that you and I both probably have a little bit of a list, because we each did a little remote on-location broadcast yesterday.
Yes.
Would you like me to go first?
Or would you like to go first? Yeah, go ahead.
Big shout-out to Shane and Don Willis down there with Some Dudes Fireworks in Lehigh, doing a great job. And may I just add that they're still open, and you can shoot off your fireworks. It was yesterday, today. You can shoot them off tomorrow, and you can shoot them off on Sunday, where it's, you know, legally possible to do that, where there's no restrictions in place. But anyway, my gosh, go stop by there and get all of your fireworks from this guy and his wife, Some Dudes Fireworks. He's also available there on Facebook if you want to take a look at the... look at it there. Amber Beck, it was her birthday on 7/21. We missed that. Anyway, it was a couple of days ago, so happy birthday to you. She stopped by. Nate, who also was working on the construction there at Lehigh High School, because they have this big brand new section of Lehigh High School that they're, this is going to be the first school year that they're into that. So go Pioneers. And thanks for listening to us, Nate. Brock and Katie Southwick stopped by. She also works there at Lehigh High School. Shout out to you. And Brock is a plumber, so I asked him how his crack was.
Did he show you?
Yeah, no, we could have. But his wife just kept saying, I know I have to pull a shirt down all the time.
Bend over, Nate.
Yeah, because he did have some saggy pants. It was kind of funny. Jana and Joey, they're friends of Sasha from Country Fan Fest. They also listen to us. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for stopping by. Coop came by. Cooper.
Oh, Coop.
Cooper Skidmore. Coop and his Grandpa Sam stopped by.
Grandpa Sam must be feeling better.
And Grandpa Sam was doing better. And he says, I didn't used to listen to you guys, but now I'm faithful. And he just is such a cool dude. And we appreciate you stopping by there as well. Shane Kunze with Bon Appetit stopped by. And that's all I got.
I want to shout out to Norm Jenkins. He's the chairman of the Northern Wasatch Parade of Homes. If you haven't seen that, go see their amazing. They've got 10 amazing homes that were built, including a tiny house that's at the entrance of Lagoon.
Oh, really?
That you can go check out.
Oh, that's cool.
Check out this little tiny house. It's 200 and something square feet.
Hey.
And when you go to Lagoon, you can check it out. And when you go to the Parade of Homes, you also get a discount at Lagoon with your ticket. So I want to shout out to him, let's see, we've got some other shout outs. Hi, Dave and Deb, happy Pie and Beer Day. Please give my honey JR a shout out. This is from Lori Apple. He's the hardest worker I've ever known. We are off to camp the whole weekend with the squad, and he's the one that everyone depends on to fix everything or troubleshoot while we're all camping. Love you long time, baby cakes. I'd like to give a shout out to my daughter, Sherry, who's visiting from Kansas. I'm introducing her to Dave and Deb. That's from Deb Hansen. Thanks, Deb. Man.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Happy birthday to Cody and Cameron Crawford. Yesterday, I had 5 26-year-old kids and in-law kids. Today, I have 3 27-year-old kids for 3 months until my daughter's birthday. Wow. Okay.
Oh. All right.
And then we want to give a shout-out to... Come on, Paige. Okay. Destiny Christensen, happy birthday. Edward Jones, Jess Russell, Jay Green, Jason Krantz. My friend Ann Adamson saw her at the dive bar last week. Was really tying one on. Rick Sellers, Wesley O'Connor, and my other friend, Tana Lee Homer. Tana Homer, happy birthday to you as well. Anybody else that's having a birthday today? Hey, this is Guy. Shout out to my beautiful wife, Kelsey. Annie Stanley, shout out to my husband, Seth Stanley. He took me shopping for my birthday. Randy Priest, shout out to Dave Gunderson. I think we missed his birthday. It was last Sunday. And yes, I'm working today as well.
I think I'm doing a priest wedding coming up on August 7th. Yeah, so that'll be, I think it was one of those postponed from Rona. So
Mike Corey, our opera singer, shout out to my love, T. Tim Hunsaker, I'd like to give a shout out to my son, Austin. He's marrying the girl of his dreams tomorrow on the beach in Hawaii. Don't say my name, please, but shout out to the hot pickup men at the Ogden Pioneer Days Rodeo. They are all so cute. Raw Bean says, shout out to Dave and Deb and Wild West for making my morning commute awesome. Shout out to my coworker, Isaiah, for being a weenie. Shout out to Corey Crockett, who's driving a float in the parade today. We'll be watching. Maddie Goff says, shout out to Weston, best electrician ever, besides my son, Wyatt Turpin.
Did you just add that in?
I did. Doctor told one of our patients. Oh, never mind. That's a doctor thing.
Okay.
Anyway, those are our shout outs for today.
Thank you so much. We really do appreciate you tuning in and kind of taking us along wherever you go. It really does mean a lot. And especially when we're out and about and you stop them by and saying, hey, thanks so much for participating in Morning Shoutouts.
Today is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Not to be confused with Vanilla Ice Day or Milli Vanilli Day, which used to be a holiday but got revoked when the Grammys pulled their award.
Luke Bryan and One Margarita, and happy Friday. Happy summer to all y'all. The days are getting a little bit shorter as we... So pretty much Christmas is tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to go get my Christmas lights up this weekend so I can be all ready. Hey, how many of meals would you say you cook without a recipe?
I mean, eggs, sandwiches, steak.
Mac and cheese. Now, do you follow the mac and cheese box instructions?
Yeah, pretty much, but I have it in my head because I made it so many times, right. You know.
They say that they have questioned some of the people, and they say they have more than 10 meals that they can whip up without a recipe.
I'd say that's about right.
Yeah. More than 10, 39%. Around 4 to 6 meals, 21% of the people said that. 7 to 9 meals, 10%. Around 1 to 3 was a 19%. None. There was 6% that said, I cannot cook anything without some kind of a recipe. And 5% of the people really didn't know. Do you ever get to swoob? Well, not you. Let's ask Lee.
Do
you really?
I do, actually.
How does that happen?
It has to be really, really, really hot.
Yeah.
But when I'm mowing the lawn or riding my bike, I do, actually.
And I'm, you know, I'm
it's
kidding.
Like because, minor swoob, I'm yeah. sure, but it's...
But
yeah,
still...
Yeah, I still get a little bit of the swoob.
For those of you who don't know what swoob is, it's sweaty boob. And I'm sure it's just because y'all got bras on. If I put a bra on, I would probably get swooped.
Yeah, that thing gets soaked.
You know?
It's miserable.
Now, here's the other thing. Have you ever kept money in that area?
No. No, that's nasty.
Do you keep your cell phone in that area?
No.
So you don't keep anything. You don't stash anything in that area.
Well, first of all, it'd fall right through.
Well, that's
but
true.
Second of all, I know a lot of women that do, though.
So here's the thing.
Like, we couldn't take phones and stuff into the last couple of shows, so a lot of that was going on.
Oh, purses or phones? You couldn't even take phones in?
Well, I mean, you couldn't take money in.
Yeah,
you couldn't take like lip gloss or chapstick. You could if you put it in your pocket. But
right.
A lot of people had it in their bras.
Yeah. Well, no wonder there were so many odd-shaped things walking around.
Right?
No, I'm kidding. Europe is dealing with a big heat wave right now, just like we are. The owner of a mattress store, and this was in Ireland, they just announced he is not accepting sweaty boob cash anymore. Meaning that cash that's been stored in your bra.
His name is Mattress Mick. And he claims it's a real problem. He said his employees shouldn't have to deal with it, and the cash they've been getting lately is even sweatier than normal.
Wow.
So he's banning swoob cash.
So he actually put a sign up that says, no bra money. And reactions are kind of mixed. Some people agree with him. They think it's kind of gross. Other people say banning is unfair because a lot of women's clothing don't have pockets. And now my question is, who carries cash anymore?
And who buys a mattress with cash?
Right.
Like, yeah, here's $1,200. I'm just pulling out of my bra.
Right. Like, Is Europe different
and
than
is he
here?
Really going to say no to $1,200 in cash because it's sweaty?
I know.
I guess he is.
He doesn't want to have to sift through all of that sweaty cash.
I had someone when I was a hairstylist, this is from Carly Rowe, give me wet money from her bra.
Ooh.
I was 100% Ooh. Considering saying no.
Ooh.
I had to take sweaty, homeless boob money once at work, Summer Andreessen. Oh.
I wonder, well, okay, by the same token, though, guys have a fair amount of sweat around their pocket area sometimes.
Well, I mean,
and it's not
I've
like
had my I put my ticket or something in my back yeah. pocket and it's been wet.
Yeah, when it's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when it's hot and you pull it out and you're like
well, you're,
wow, this is
it's that new band Limp Ticket.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Time now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
Well, it was kind of like the mystery artist that was kept from everybody because Jason Aldean said, he said, I have a duet, but it's going to be a surprise.
Guess who it's with? Carrie Underwood. So it's the new song's called If I Didn't Love You. It's a duet, obviously, because it's both of them. And both sides are talking about a former relationship. They can't move on. Because they still love each other.
If I didn't love you.
So we want to know what you think about the brand new duet from Jason and Carrie. Text us 801-570-5767. We'll pick somebody to win a Lagoon all-day passport. Go enjoy some Lagoon fun for free on the Z.
And just in case you were wondering, when they cut this song, Mike Fisher and Brittany, they went off and just had lunch together.
A lot of people thought it was going to be Brittany Aldean that he was doing the duet with, but it's Carrie.
All right, anyway, and you can also, that same number to text also gets right in here to our studio, so you can call us in and let us know what you think about this song. Our Dump It or Dig It, Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood.
I wouldn't mind being alone. I wouldn't keep checking my phone. Wouldn't take the long way home just to drive myself crazy. I wouldn't be losing sleep, remembering everything, everything you said to me like I'm doing lately. You wouldn't be all that I want. Baby, I could let go. If I didn't love you, I'd be good by now. I'd be better than barely getting by somehow. Yeah, it would be. If I didn't
Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood together on our Dump It or Dig It. If I Didn't Love You, what do you think about it? Let us know by phone or by text, same number at 801-570-5767. Safely.
Mike Carson says dig it. Michelle Baxter, dump it. Dig it. Love Carrie so much. Janelle Goss says dig it. Scott Edwards digging it. Travis Peterson, Melanie Bernard. Steve Keener, I like this song, but Carrie sounds like she's screaming the whole time. Therefore, I have to give it a dump.
It is kind of a duet that I didn't think would ever happen. I mean, if you were to say, take two country artists, and I wouldn't have thought, I don't know why. There is no reason for it. It's just for some reason I just didn't. I've never really pictured Jason Aldean and Carrie Underwood doing a duet, but that's, you know.
Adam Lewis, dig it. Best new song of the year. I'm going to see Jason Aldean in Vegas later this year. I hope he sings this. I think I am, too. I think I'm going to go down in December and see him.
December 1st. Oh, that's Carrie Underwood,
like
8th, though, isn't it?
9th and 10th or something. He's got Lainey Wilson opening for him for 3 dates. And
we'll go down there and see Carrie on December 1st and then
Yeah. Maybe she'll come out and sing with Jason.
Natalie, let's just take the whole month of December off.
Some people think we do that. Jolynn Adams, Ray, and I give it a duet vote that will hit high on the charts. Sherry McCluskey, It's Okay. It'll probably get better with time. I dig it. Debbie Layton says, I love it. Holy Dig It from Kristen. Tanya G says, dig it. Heath Johnson, dig it. Awesome song. Brooke Grange, amazing. Love it. Carrie Lopez, dig it. Wonderful. Mike Chestnut says, dig it. Jess, I love this new song. Can't go wrong with Jason and Carrie. I don't know if I love it, but Jason is my secret lover and my husband loves Carrie, so I have to dig it.
Well, they kind of each have their own little
Annie Stanley. Molly Tonga says, dig it. Dig it. The lyrics go back to the cliche of what country used to be. Ramona, oh my gosh, it gave me chills. I love both of them. What a great matchup of voices. Brian W says, dig it. Forrest, It's Okay, dig it. Kevin Green says, story of my life. I dig it.
Yeah, I had, go back to that Tonga lady.
Uh-huh. You said Molly Tonga.
Molly Tonga. I just wanted to quickly insert another hater. Somebody just thought that we were absolutely ridiculous the other morning when we were talking about Polynesians eating at what, Golden Corral or something like that. I can't remember what it was. Oh, oily fish or something. And then I said, well, maybe they need to go over to Mobetta's or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then you said something about roasting a pig. And I said, or maybe I made the comment about roasting a pig. Maybe they could roast a pig or something. And then you said something like, and maybe they'll eat some oily fish. Oh, my gosh, this person is like all bent out. I'm never listening to the Z again. I can't believe that they would say that the Polys. And then they were like, Polys is short for Polynesian. And I'm like, oh, my hell. The Polynesians, when I saw this post, it was this big, long thing that they were just disgusted
like on
in.
On Facebook?
I think it was a Facebook comment.
I'm glad I missed it.
And I'm not even going to say the name, but it was just so funny because I'm thinking, oh, if only they knew that the Polynesians totally relate to all of the things that we were talking about. And that it was, they just thought that we were being so racist. And anyway.
Wow.
I mean,
the oily fish thing was, if I remember right, we'd been talking about earlier, and it was a way you can relieve stress, foods you can eat to relieve stress.
Right, right.
An oily fish was one of them.
Right,
so,
right. But we had.
I mean, we do stuff all the time that you might hear out of context. I get that. But okay.
I just wanted to add that
I'm
in
glad
there. Okay.
I missed it.
Yeah. Born in the Z. Who is this?
This is Bonnie, and first of all, I want to say good morning to my friend Kathy O'Dell, and I dig it, I dig it, I dig it.
All right, thank you much. Happy weekend to you.
Happy weekend. See you later this afternoon.
Oh, that's
bye.
Right. I'll be down there at Rocky's Tire Pros. Yep. Okay.
Zach Bryant, dig it. Shelley Goodell says dig it. Mike Blick, it was okay, but I love the Aaron Lewis for the pledge today. Megan Evans,
good.
Dig it. This is Bernardo, and I'm digging it. Bonnie Hardman says, dig it. Tori Bennett says, dump it. Kimberly Breitenberg, I'm going to have to dump this. I think it would have been better with Carly Pierce. It always sounds like Carrie is screaming. If I Didn't Love Carrie Underwood, dig it. Such a good song. Deanna Rasmussen says, dig it. Bart World says, dig it. Love them together. Dig it. Jessica Busher says, dump it. Becky Hardy says, dig it. Dig it. They sound good together. Carrie Underwood's voice is the only reason to dig it. Beaner says Diggit. Diggit brings back to my high school days.
Oh, you can't say Beaner on the radio.
Shandy says Diggit. Stacey Wong says Diggit. Casey Heyman, it would have been better with anyone but Carrie. Dump it. Dump it. Not a fan of Carrie from Travis. Joyce Jacobson says Diggit. Diggit, what a great combination. Kimberly Miller. I'm going to say 90-10.
Okay, and while you're grabbing a winner, one more phone call. Who is this?
This is Brooke.
What do you think, Brooke?
We dig it.
You're on it. Thank you. Happy weekend to you.
Thank you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I'm going to say 90-10, and our winner of the Lagoon All-Day Passport is Jennifer Jensen. Jennifer, I will text you. We will get this to you, and we will have another Dump It or Dig It Monday morning right here on Z104.
FGL featuring Luke Bryan. This is how we roll. This is how we fly. A plane's landing gear fell off and struck a golf course in Maine. Luckily, nobody was injured. Airplane safely made it belly landing when it returned to the airport. Crazy.
It looks like the landing gear and the strut with tire and wheel have fallen and taken a huge chunk out of the fairway.
He is going to have to play through that hazard.
It appears there's a new bunker on 17. That's going to be a risky shot.
Speaking of risky, we'll be right back after a word from an investment firm that would like to take all of your money.
Now, we were speaking of Olympics, too. Now, golf is an Olympic sport. Okay, Dustin Johnson, one of the ones that was selected, the 2020 Masters winner, Dustin Johnson. Other players, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele, last year's U.S. Open champion, Bryson DeChambeau. So you may question, like we were making fun of bowlers.
That's what somebody else said. Somebody would say bowling is just like golf. Dave, no,
I don't have.
Now, what's the difference?
I don't have much of an argument on that one.
I know, right?
I'm eating crow right now.
Yeah.
I'm like making fun of bowlers being an Olympic sport, and then you got golf, and I'm like,
Yeah. That's what somebody else said earlier.
However, I still think you have to have more control with a little white ball than a big. I'm not going to say it because you have to have the same amount of control in bowling. It's the same. I don't have an argument to that. Bowling and golf, go for it.
This part of summer is brought to you by really crappy movies that you'll go see just because the theater is air-conditioned. And by hanging out at the mall afterwards until it closes because your home is a freaking hot box.
This weekend actually going to be hotter than down south in the St. George area up here. You might want to find a mall or a movie theater to go hang out in if you don't have any air conditioning. High today, 98. We're looking at a high tomorrow of 101. Same thing on Sunday, 101, and then 102 on Monday. Have a safe and happy 4th of July or 24th of July weekend.
Right now, 75 sunny downtown.
Coming up, more talk and less music, so stay tuned. Dave and Deb, mornings on Z104.
Just a little bit early right there. I do want to talk a little bit about Olympian stuff. So that's why I hit the traffic bed. That darn auto button. The highest paid Olympians.
Now, some of them are seasoned professional athletes and already incredibly wealthy.
Yeah.
So these are the 9 highest paid Olympians of this year's Summer Games and what they made over the past year. So the figure we give you is the past year's earnings.
In fact, I would say, I'm looking at this list real quick, I'd say all of them are. I'm just trying to look through here. All of them are already known in their professional world and making all of this money.
But Jrue Holiday, a basketball, $23 million. He's also on the Bucks team.
Chris Middleton, USA Basketball, $27 million. Just won NBA championship with the Bucks.
Devin Booker, basketball, $38.5 million. He's on the Phoenix Suns team.
Who lost in the championship? I don't know how to say this one. Kei Nishikori.
I think you nailed it, Dave.
$30 million. But already a big deal in tennis.
Rory McIlroy of Northern Ireland, he's a golf pro, $32 million.
Novak Djokovic from Siberia, tennis.
Serbia.
What did I say?
Siberia.
Siberia. It's so
too
close.
Too cold up
there
for golf.
They're so close.
For tennis.
Serbia. tennis at $34 million.
Damian Lillard, who we all grew to know and love at Weber State.
Yeah.
He's now on the Portland Trailblazers team. He earned $40.5 million last year.
And he was kind of hinting around on socials not too long ago about, hey, I might even toy with coming to Utah.
I would love would to have that, him right? here.
Naomi Osaka, who also made news about not doing a press conference recently, and she was fined a bunch of money, about $50,000. She's in tennis, $60 million.
She has social anxiety. I'm with her.
Yeah.
That can be really hard.
But
I know it's part of the job, but those of us who struggle with being an introvert.
I know.
Kevin. But
they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah. There. Kevin Durant, highest paid Olympian, $75 million last year. He's on the Brooklyn Nets NBA team.
Olympics 2020 finally get started tonight with the official ceremony on July 23rd, 2021.
Here come the Olympics. Here come the Olympics. Here come the Summer Olympics. They were supposed to happen way last year, but COVID-19 was really bad and it messed things up for all of them getting there. Athletes are getting it, COVID's coming back now. Athletes are dropping out and there is no live crowd. Games are in Tokyo, it's half a day away now. By the time that we see it, it's already done.
Here's to those who wish us well, and those who don't can go to hell.
Hurricane. And Luke Combs on Z104. Good Friday morning to you. Tomorrow we can celebrate a little tequila. That's good. Wait till you could all scream it out. Tequila. Of course, we could play a John Party song tomorrow.
Yeah. So. Tequila little time.
Right.
John Party going to be appearing at this year's Utah State Fair on September 15th. You can get your tickets at utahstatefair.com.
Going to be a great show.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila, four.
Boom. That is a fast, that's the little official jingle of tequila. So enjoy your tequila day tomorrow.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can cause you to ease out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You will notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone.
Now, isn't it tequila that has tequila makes her clothes fall off?
Yeah.
Who does that? Joe Nichols?
Joe Nichols, yeah.
So there you go. You can celebrate that tomorrow safely and responsibly. We're going to get to some interesting stats here on the Tokyo Summer Olympics since it starts today. But before we do that, how about the top reasons you won't be watching the Olympics?
Okay.
For instance, you actually get more of a contact high watching the X Games.
Okay.
Dude. Did you see him do that triple ollie, flip
that
and trip?
Rad.
You're too busy building your own Jeff Bezos phallic-shaped rocket.
Okay. Can you imagine all the moms are buying the model of the Blue Origin for their kids, and they're sitting on their kids' desks in their room.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Well, and you know the moms are going to borrow it. Johnny, what happened? Mom, what happened to my Jeff Bezos rocket model ship?
Mom's using my rocket ship again.
And how come it has a cord attached to it? Is it an electric rocket? Some of the top reasons you won't be watching the Olympics, you broke your back trying to move furniture on one of those cardboard beds at the Olympic Village.
Okay.
You can't even watch beach volleyball without becoming itchy. Am I the only one on that? when I see all of that sand and it gets on their legs and all over the place, they're sweaty, and then they get sand on it, I feel like, oh, I would want to go and wash off between every time I dove into the sand.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
You know, I'm sure you get used to it, to whatever you do, but... top reasons you won't be watching the Olympics. You cannot concentrate on anything else until Britney Spears is free.
Okay.
If you finally got an Ambien prescription for your insomnia, so you never need to watch fencing again. That's why you got your... And the top reasons that you will not be watching the Olympics. You remember when skateboarding was a thing kids did to avoid sports. And skateboarding is for the first time in history, going to be an Olympic sport. So speaking of a couple of little interesting facts, estimated cost of the Summer Olympics, $26 billion, which is mostly why Japan is pushing forward with it, despite 80% of the population, 80% of the population not wanting the games to happen due to the pandemic.
And Toyota pulled out of their sponsorship. I mean, I think they're really probably going to lose a lot of money.
Now, it's partially because the country is tagged with has lagged on vaccinations. Only 21% of the population is fully vaccinated. The U.S. is currently at 48%, which still isn't all that great. And I think that's why we're seeing so many cases of the Delta variant. COVID-19 countermeasures alone cost around $900 million. And Japan is losing more than $15 billion because they've lost to ban spectators. Yeah, and spectators are a huge part of that. This is just this is devastating to them as far as financially goes. This is the second time Japan is hosting. They also had the Olympics in 1964, long, long time ago. And I can't remember what year we're trying for the Winter Olympics, but I think we're trying here in Salt Lake City to get the Winter Olympics back. Had them in 2002, and I doesn't come off to the top of my head, but it's something like 2030 or something like that. I don't know. But more than 11,000 athletes from 205 countries and territories plan to participate. 11,000.
Around 5,000 medals are up for grabs across 50 disciplines in 33 sports, and they were made out of recycled metals from 79,000 tons of small electronic devices like cell phones.
Hey.
The gold, silver, and bronze medals were extracted from small electronic devices.
They might be wearing one of my old...
right. Your old Nokia.
My Motorola Razor.
Your BlackBerry.
My BlackBerry. Right?
Remember when you had a BlackBerry and I was like, Dave.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And it was, and you kept it on
and
your
I kept and it kept on, my
it on
belt.
Your belt.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Dave. And you had a Bluetooth.
I did.
Dang.
And it was a big, long, circular, stupid thing that came around.
It was like the Garth Brooks microphone.
It was. It was. Oh, my gosh. What a nerd. What a nerd. All right. Two sports are making a comeback this year. Baseball for men, softball for women. They've both been out since 2008.
Four new sports making their Olympic debuts: karate, sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding,
which we were just talking about. In all, there will be 339 sporting events this year at the Games, and they will take place across 42 venues, 33 in Tokyo and 9 in the other co-host cities.
One country pulled out of the Olympics due to the pandemic. That would be North Korea.
And one final little last fun fact and stat about the Olympics: the USA has won 2,523 Summer Olympic medals throughout history, and that's more than any other country. Go USA.
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Opening ceremonies tonight at 5:30.
Yeah.
Dan and Shay, and we are so glad to every single, all three of you Z104 listeners, we are glad you exist.
It's summer, the season for fun in the sun, and a great reminder of how important friends and family are. So don't forget to reach out and initiate those important friendships with those closest to you. You know, the ones with boats, wave runners, and jet skis. Have a great summer, everyone. Especially you, Dave. Call me Dave, my buddy.
I don't have a boat. I don't have a boat, and I don't have any water skis or jet skis or watercraft.
Snowmobiles, though.
So, but snowmobiles. You might be able to get...
Hit me up in the winter.
Right. I have now Insta-friends.
Yes.
When the snow starts to fly. Hey, but right now we're right in the middle of summer. We're doing the road tripping thing. A typical road trip, they say, takes about 4 hours. Now, I mean, I know that that's not going to be the same for everybody, because like a lot of people flock to Disneyland, Southern California for a road trip from Utah. So that's obviously more like a 10-hour road trip.
So after consulting 2,000 people, like Dave said, the typical road trip lasts just under 4 hours, covers 150 miles, features four people who will play two travel games, and who, on average, hear four cries of, are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Families, on average, have two arguments, which involve things like windows being open or closed, who sits where, and who ate the snacks. Did Tony ate the whole can of Pringles?
Yep, a total of six snacks will be consumed, with the most popular being sandwiches, chips, and sweet stuff.
Man, the only thing I don't like about road trips is how crappy I feel when we finally get there, because all I've done is eat Doritos.
And licorice.
Red licorice. Yep. and energy drinks.
Yep, M&Ms.
You know, and I'm like, ugh. 41% of us love listening to the radio. Yeah, baby. And when you run out of radio range, you can always pick us up on our app, on our Z104 app.
The typical road trip has about 40 songs, and some favorite road trip songs include Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Happy by Pharrell.
And then Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Wow. Pit stops last roughly 17 minutes, and we usually go on 8 road trips like this per year.
All right, good luck.
Snappy little road trip facts.
Right.
I like that.
So I know that this is sort of early to be talking about. When do we fall back again off of daylight saving time or whatever? It's like October something, isn't it?
It's usually November. It is Sunday, November 7th.
This year?
We fall back. Uh-huh.
So, again, we have a few more months on this little thing here, but a new study found that daylight saving time is actually harder on night owls. Now, if you were not in radio, not doing the morning thing.
I'm a night owl.
Are you a night owl?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like to stay up all night, talk, watching TV.
Crap.
Yeah.
I'm totally opposite.
And sleep until noon.
Yeah.
If I could.
Wow. It's weird to put this study out there, of course, 4 months when we still have this left. But they did the study out of University of Michigan, and they actually found that moving daylight saving time in March was tough on people like Deb, the night owls.
Researchers looked at how long it took different people to adjust to waking up an hour earlier. Half were night owls, half were early birds, and they found it takes significantly longer for night owls to adjust.
Now, morning people were back to normal in about 3 days, while night owls took over a week to feel right again.
But when we fall back in November, they say it won't matter who you are. Morning people and night owls adjust at about the same rate when we fall back an hour.
Well, because we gain the hour, right? I mean, you know, it's way nicer to be able to have an extra hour of sleep.
Going to bed at 10 and it's like, it's really only 9. It's
really only, so I'm
staying
up. So
I'm going to stay up an extra couple of hours.
Yeah. So I'm going to stay up till midnight. I got an extra hour, but I'm going to stay up till midnight anyway.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
All right, we've got an all-day passport to Lagoon up for grabs. We need a guy and a girl to call us. 801-570-5767.
And you've been to Lagoon a couple or a few times this year, right?
Yeah, I have. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. I got to get over there.
That's what fun is.
It's and for people like Deb and I, Pioneer Village.
I love it. Yes. I have been there. I've had some ice cream there this year. I rode the log flume, Rattlesnake Rapids. It was delightful.
And this pass we're giving away is good all the way through Frightmares as well. Excuse me, up until like the end of October. Morning, Z104. What's your name?
Melanie.
Melanie, good to have you along.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play Battle of the Sexes?
I am.
We'll find you a man. Hold on a second, okay?
Yeah, I need one of those.
Do you? Do you want to?
Well, I don't know. They're more trouble than they're worth.
Well, we'll find you one anyway, and you can battle him out, all right?
Sounds good.
You know, you can't live with us. You can't live without us.
I know.
Are you a guy? I was trying to hurry on with my next sentence before Deb had a chance to react. Are you a guy?
I am a guy.
What's your name?
My name is Dax.
Who?
Dax.
Dax?
All right. Melanie, this first question is for you. A bomber bottle of beer, which is generally used for limited releases, contains about how many ounces? A bomber. 8, 14, or 22?
Oh, goodness. I go with 22.
Yeah. It's a bomber.
What a guess. Exactly. Okay. Is it Dax as in like Dax Shepherd?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's your question. Flat, string, and strip are types of what? Earrings, mops, or concealers?
Mops.
Yeah, mops. Good job. We're 1-1.
Melanie, the Big Ten Conference's name can be deceiving since it actually contains how many schools? 9, 14, or 21?
21.
14.
I don't know if that was... Okay,
Dax.
That was my first one.
Dax, happy birthday to Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe. Which of these is not a real Harry Potter movie title? Harry Potter and the Secret Castle, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
The first one, Harry Potter and the Secret Castle.
Melanie, you got to get this one, okay?
Okay.
Danny Glover turned a year older this week. He starred in the Lethal Weapon series, playing a detective out of which police department? New York, Miami, or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles.
Yes.
She's in it. Okay, we got to get this one here, Dax. Selena Gomez celebrated her birthday this week. Which kids show did she appear on before her big break? Was it Clifford the Big Red Dog, Barney and Friends, or Sesame Street?
Sesame Street.
Barney and Friends. So now we do have a tie. We've had ties like almost all
we
this
have.
Week.
Yep, we have.
So Deb's going to hold up a finger or fingers between 1 and 10. And Melanie, you called in first. You get a guess first.
3.
Okay, Dax?
7.
9.
It was 9. So was Dax 9. Is the winner. Well, Dax, have you been to Lagoon this year?
I have not.
Well, you're going now, right?
Now you're going.
Yeah.
Free on the Z. Hey, you guys ever thought about why, have you ever thought about horses? This just dawned on me when we were talking about rodeos and stuff, too, because it's rodeo season. You're wondering why, do horses ever wonder why people are sitting on them?
I mean, I would.
I would, too,
Yeah,
right?
I would, too. Like, what the? You want me to take you where?
Yeah. And you're kicking me, and then what you do in a rodeo is you're going to cinch this thing right around my junkle area, and then you want me to try to buck them off. Well, like, all right.
I mean, yeah, I guess at a rodeo,
yeah,
the wild ones think that.
And, you know, this is also another thought that I was thinking about in the shower this morning when I was cleaning certain areas. But isn't it true that we're always surrounded by at least one a-hole in our life?
Oh, Dave.
I know that's kind of a weird thought, but I was just like, oh, yeah. You know, you think about all of that and you're like, wait a minute, we're all surrounded by that.
Yep.
All right, just fun little thoughts for you this morning.
That was really fun.
Thanks for playing along, you guys. Russell Dickerson, I Love You Like I Used To here on the Z. Now, I don't want to finish off on that little shower thought of mine with the little a-hole thing, because that kind of... So I have another one here. And I have this one only because it's just kind of one of those things that I've been thinking about. My father-in-law is getting up there in age, and, you know, you start worrying about, that they might fall down or something.
Right.
I mean, it just seems to me like when you're young, you're more worried about someone seeing you fall down and break something. And then when you're old, you hope that someone saw you fall down because you probably broke something.
Broke something. So that's true.
It's kind of like when you fell on your bike. You're like, I hope somebody comes along and helps me.
Well, except the guy who said, I crawled to the curb, and he goes, well, you made it out of traffic, and there's really nothing I can do. So
he says, you're good to go.
So he said, I'm going to head out.
See you later.
Yeah.
I got a thing.
Yeah.
I got a thing. Now, what do you feel like he could have done at that point? Had he have stayed around?
I feel like he could have sat with me till I got help. You know, I mean, that's what another lady did. She pulled up with like an econo van full of 8 kids.
Yeah.
And pulled over and just, "You kids, stay in the van. I'm going to sit with her," from across the street. And she sat with me till I got my kids, till I called you.
Yeah.
And I got my kids called and I got some help.
Oh, there you go.
But I mean, I just thought it was, I mean, I wouldn't do that. If somebody was injured, I would stop and I would sit with them until they got help.
I wonder if sometimes, and I'm only just throwing this out there as a thought, I wonder if sometimes guys are portrayed as pervs. In a way, you know what I'm saying? Like the creepy guy that's trying to help somebody, you know? And I know that comes across wrong, but I wonder if they're like, are they really here to help me, you know, or are they trying to, do they have ulterior motives, something like that? I know maybe that's a stupid thought, but I'm just wondering, maybe he's got a jealous wife and he's thinking, I can't stay and console this lady here.
I can't be the stud that I am because the husband is going to baseball bat me.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a stud helping his wife.
Yeah. But in reality, I mean, it is just you. They should have, I mean.
I know.
He could go home and say, it was just Deb from Z104. Yeah, and then his wife would go,
Oh, you're fine.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, Deb. You're fine.
Hey, Live Nation. Live Nation coming back big time. They're celebrating what they're calling Return to Live Music. And they're offering fans a chance to score $20 concert tickets. Now, a couple of these that are, Lady A, coming through on September 24th at USANA. Now, we have seen this $20 thing pop up before.
We have, but they're doing it. Tickets go on sale to the public Wednesday at livenation.com. If you have T-Mobile or Sprint, you'll be able to have the chance to score them a day before through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app. 1,000 shows to choose from, including, and the $20 includes taxes and fees.
So it's only for T-Mobile or Sprint people.
A day early is only. It's anybody.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday and beyond. But
this coming Wednesday?
Yeah, this coming Tuesday. If you have T-Mobile or Sprint, you can do it Tuesday. Jonas Brothers are coming here.
Yeah, and they're coming through on
September 3rd.
Yeah, at USANA again. So this is going to be one of those Live Nation ones. So you might be able to jump on that one.
And same with Lady A, like you mentioned.
Right. Alice Cooper, Doobie Brothers. Hey, wait, the Doobie Brothers are actually coming through here. Anyway, you might want to keep that in mind.
The Black Crowes.
Maroon 5.
Kiss.
Then Hall & Oates.
Alanis Morissette.
311, 311.
Luke Bryan.
But he's not coming through.
No, he's not.
As of yet. Pitbull.
Lil Baby.
Trippy Red.
Kings of Leon.
And then Lady A, like we mentioned. So there you have
so there 15 you go. Of so, them.
That should be able to help you out.
Yeah.
$20.
Go to your Live Nation app or livenation.com and check out what's available and when. But coming, there'll be a $20, what are they calling it? A Return to Live campaign. $20 concert tickets.
All right. We're coming up to our leftovers in just a minute. And we're also going to tell you about just a little summer hack that you can do and how you can sleep in a certain, how do I say this? Between the sheets? in a sense. We'll do that coming up.
Tires sold at dealer cost. Free food and Bucked Up will be on site with cold energy drinks and swag, plus your chance to win Country Fan Fest tickets Friday from 11 to 2 at Rocky's Tire Pros, 375 North Main in Spanish Fork.
And that's where I'm heading off to in just a few minutes. Love to see you down there. Before we head out, let's give you a little bit of a sleeping hack that might be able to help you out. Many places, of course, have been experiencing some record temperatures this summer, including out here in the West and across the country. Somebody on TikTok shared this idea. Basically, you sleep inside your duvet. Now, you ask what a duvet is. A duvet is that thing that you slip over your, at least this is what we've used it for. We put our quilt or some kind of a blanket or whatever it is inside these two things that have the button or zip.
Yeah, it's like a pillowcase for your
For your
bedspread or blanket.
Yeah.
So you sleep inside the duvet. You prop it open so that you can have a fan blowing in it at one end. You can clip the sheets to the fan and then even work inside with a laptop.
And other users have actually even added additional fans. So in other words, you're trying to just create this airflow in this little bubble?
Yeah, I guess some people are calling it a game changer. Although in an age of daily social media hacks, that's kind of a low bar. Still, this is one of the better ones.
That really wasn't worth waiting for, really. So let's move on to some better stuff. Let's talk about some money. Let's talk about $424 in the mystery sound. And exactly 1 hour from now at 10:50, Jimmer's going to be going through the mystery sound again. It's a mystery artist. You figure that out, you're good to go with the money. We're going to send you off with a July 24th Pioneer Weekend purse of $424. Now, there's previous guesses, and all of the clues are right there on our website, along with the sound, as well as Z104Country.com.
Also, we're doing a Country Fan Fest winning week, and that concludes today. But we've got two more giveaways, 11:40 and 3:40. Tune in when you hear the cues to call at those times. Be caller Z, and you're going to win two wristbands for the entire festival, Utah's biggest music festival. Go to countryfanfest.com for all the details.
And again, a chance for you to just kind of catch up with the Z. We're out and about this weekend today, 11 to 2, down at Rockies Tire Pros in Spanish Fork for their one-day-only tires at dealer cost sale. And then I'll be up there at Boot Barn tomorrow in the, do you call it Riverdale or Ogden?
Riverdale.
It's Riverdale, but it's kind of just Ogden. I just call it Ogden. In fact, I think I called it Ogden in the promo.
That's fine.
Screw it up.
I think it's fine.
Anyway, that's always a fun one, too. Ogden Pioneer Day is happening up there, and so get all outfitted out at Boot Barn. I'll be there from 11 to 1 tomorrow.
Your week is finally done. Celebrate and have some fun. Go bowling with a friend, or just sit on your rear end. Soon the week will start again, so make the most of your weekend.
Back next week.
Yeah, tune in anyway.